Yeah.
Point.
But on a really good note, I would like to talk to you a little bit about the information right during and after that eclipse, that I was very, very aware of changes that had taken place in our angelic portal in regards to the grid, the crystal grid, and what we are able to access in that grid, because of these massive Christos energies that are of transformation that are pouring in to the entire Earth planet. And also, there was a big awareness in my space about the etheric crystal and the extensiveness that has been activated in that etheric crystal that we use in all of our conferences. And now it's very present a lot of times in our calls. Anyway, the archangels told me right after that eclipse that, we had talked about in one of the conferences up at Talamina that there are three levels of this grid. The top level, the level that we know about, is the one that is a really dense grid, and it holds poverty consciousness. And poverty consciousness is more than just a lack of physical resources. It's a lack of consciousness regarding their beliefs that prime creators outside of themselves and that they need to be saved. This belief is present throughout the world, but is deeply rooted in the reflections of that crystal grid, that very top crystal grid. Soon this level grid will cease to exist because the third paradigm is being dismantled and not supported by the elementals and the earth consciousness. As more of the communication channels are reflected through the second level of crystal grid, it is energetically manifested through the assistance of the archangels. They don't are not going to leave this grid in any way until a true ascension is achieved by the collective. The energetics of this eclipse were massive and transformational, as you all are very well aware of. There is an influx of light coming from the central sun that has its access point through the Sirian complex. It uses never-before-seen light energies of transformation, transformational opportunities for humans to choose to create differently. And this doesn't mean just those of us who are awake. This means those who are really dead asleep. This happens through the influx of that Christed light that also brings forth states of Christ consciousness that will direct those ready to receive this light and make different choices on how they create. More and more of humans will be affected by these energies. They don't understand them. No way. And as more humans begin to create from a different state of consciousness, they will receive more light from the central sun. And the earth will dramatically change within the next 10 years. Now that's kind of good to hear. The 12th dimensional elementals will create a whole new earth stratosphere that represents the consciousness of a Christed planet as it was originally intended. As humans change how they create their reality, the elementals and the earth will support those changes. They will be seated in the crystalline grid to reflect the original matrix. And then the archangels talked to me about the etheric crystal, the effect of the influx of Christed light from the central sun. Also greatly affects that etheric crystal that has been returned to Earth by the Andromedans. This process was done very, very slowly so as not to cause major Earth disruptions, although there have been many. There have been enough to get human attention, but not enough to disrupt or destroy the Earth itself. The influx of crystals light from the central sun greatly changed the ability of the central sun to communicate with the many earth crystals that are held in the etheric by the Andromedans, so that when the timing is right, they will bring that communication more fully into the earth crystals that represent states of consciousness of the original earth. The original physical earth crystals were programmed to hold the original matrix of the earth as a Christed planet. These crystals were destroyed in the fall of Atlantis. Physical shards of these many crystals remain hidden deep in the earth so that they could contribute continually to the original crystal earth grid, which is not available since the fall of Atlantis. However, now that second level of the grid has been greatly influenced by these crystal shards that remain in the earth. These shards form a massive holograph of the original crystal matrix of the earth. When humanity could step out of the bindings of the contaminated third dimensional grid, the etheric crystals that were kept safe in the 15th dimension by the Andromedans were brought forth. That time is now has arrived. The present eclipse flashed activation codes into the crystal grid at specific points on the earth to begin to activate all of the etheric crystals in specific areas. As the etheric earth crystals activate, massive communication channels open between each earth crystal to bring coherent and consistent communication and energy of each of those crystals' purpose. Eventually, these crystals will radiate a path for all humans to follow back to their original state of consciousness. In this way, the Andromedans will be able to fulfill their commitment to hold these beautiful earth crystals until Earth and humans can once again use them. And I really felt that you would like to hear that transmission. I couldn't speak after it, and I needn't be because I'm here by myself. So, I am eternally grateful for the archangels who have been so present in my life and are so much of that portal. They don't talk to me very often from the portal, but I know they're there. I can walk out on my deck and feel it. And I'm very blessed. So that ends my little dissertation. So I would like to turn this back to Milena so that she can open our temple.
Thank you for sharing all of that because it is very important to all of us.